Blog Talk Radio.
Has my personal cell number. If you guys could
text me and let me know that you can't hear the show or something's going on, please let me know. Again, as I got on the show this morning, Blog Talk Radio was saying that they were having technical difficulties. But I'm up and running, and I believe everything's going well. So thank you guys for tuning in, those who are listening via cell phone. Thank you guys for tuning in to the show, and those who are listening via my show page live online at Blog Talk Radio. Thank you guys for tuning in to the show as well. Now, today's weather, we have a bright, sunny day right now here in the ATL. We're looking at 62 degrees right now with the high today of 77. Tomorrow, sunny, 75. Saturday, sunny, 80 degrees. Sunday, partly cloudy, 82 degrees. Monday, partly cloudy, 82 degrees. So, it looked like most of the spring or April showers have pushed on through, and we're going to start to get into the warm 80s every day, and everything just goes peachy like it is here in Georgia. A lot of people move to the South for the weather. I know I have listeners in New York and Jersey and these places, and I'm not rubbing it in, but I am rubbing it in. You guys need to be here in the South, in the ATL, for the weather, right? For the weather. Now, today's word of the day is, let's get it, it's mogul. Mogul, M-O-G-U-L. Mogul is a noun. And the first definition is of a mogul is, an Indian Muslim or descended from one of several conquering groups of Mongol, Turkish, and Persian origin. I mean, that's a definition of mogul. But our definition of mogul is the second definition, which is a person of rank, power, influence, or distinction, often in a specified area. You know, you got music moguls, you got book moguls, you have stock moguls, people that have a big influence on their industry. That's a mogul. Back in our day, if you know Russell Simmons supposedly started rap, and he was a rap mogul because he started a record company and started signing all these rap artists, the guys that wanted to rap. He put them on plastic, on wax or whatever, in wax we call it, and these guys started, making hits, and everybody started listening, and he just got crazy rich from that industry. So he's a mogul in the hip-hop industry or rap industry. Again, thanks, guys, for tuning in. I have a great show for you today. I see there are a lot of people now joining the show. Welcome, guys, to the show. Today is going to be a very interesting day or morning. Now, today's episode of the day is entitled, "If a Woman Hits a Man, at What Point Does the Man Retaliate?" And so now... we're going to discuss the truth and reasoning why a man would hit a woman, and a woman that is hitting him, okay? Now, before I get into it, and I know, everybody says this to me, Frank, you can't say that about all women. You can't say that about all men. That's exactly right. I'm not saying all men. I'm not saying all women. Okay? And I am saying that, you know, men do not hit women, do not hit a woman. You're not, you know, I wasn't taught to hit a woman, okay? I wasn't taught to do that. Even though I, you know, I had to fight a girl in elementary school, and I did, but, I hit her. Now, she hit me first, but I hit her. Okay, I hit her too. Because, you know, I was taught that not to just start a fight, but if somebody hit me, wanted to start a fight with me and hit me and threw the first punch, you know, don't be a sissy. Don't be a punk. So I'll fight back if you want to fight me and you hit me first. My mom always told me that if someone hits you first, you got my okay to fight back, okay? She's not telling me to start a fight. I'm not telling anyone to start a fight. But sometimes people can push you to a point where you have to retaliate, okay? And that's all I'm saying. I'm not condoning fighting women. I'm not condoning beating a woman. Nothing like that. I'm simply saying that, and you know, some situations calls for a man to retaliate, whether it's against a woman or a man. Y'all with me? And so, if you want to call in and come in on the show, the call in number is 818-301-5834. That's 818-301-5834. Now, again, if you're in a situation, and let's say it's not even your wife, it's your girlfriend, and you guys live together, all right, and y'all get into a heated argument, and she swings on you. She swings on a man and bang, busts him in the face, hit him in the jaw, hit him in the nose, whatever. Okay? She's serious. Right? She's serious. If it gets to a point where she's going to swing and hit you in the face or hit you in the nose or whatever, you know, I think that if a woman swings on you and hits you in the arm or, you know, the back or the chest or something like that, I'm okay with that. That's not something that I'm gonna really, you know, go crazy about. But if you swing and hit me in my face, hit me in my nose, bloody my nose or something like that, or, you know, some women like to scratch and try to claw you and tear into your face. Now, that calls for some type of retaliation, some type of defense. All right? I'm not just going to sit there and let her claw my face up and down and punch me in the face, you know, 5, 6, 10 times. That's not happening. Okay? I believe in not hitting women, but I also believe in women not hitting men. Okay? So if you're a female out there, if you're a woman out there who has been doing this to your man, been beating on your man or whatever, and you're not expecting him to retaliate, one day he is going to retaliate. And if he does, you should be prepared to take that whooping, because you've been whooping him for a long time. And you don't, you know, some women be like, okay, you know, they'll punch a man and punch a man and punch a man and be like, okay, go ahead, hit me. You hit me, your ass going to jail. I'm calling the police. You hit me. But you've been punching this man in the face for the last hour. You've been punching him for the last hour. And then as soon as he hits you, you're going to call the police on him? You know, that's funny to me. But when, you know, like I used to live in county, if they get called out to the house for some type of domestic violence, okay, when they come in for domestic violence, it doesn't matter who started it, it doesn't matter who threw the first punch or whatever, both you and her, the man and the woman, they're taking them to jail, and they'll sort it out after that. But they don't play about, you know, when you call, you know, and you, they come there and the woman like, well, yeah, he was hitting me. He, you know, he hit me in the face. Well, what did you do to him, man? I didn't do nothing. He just hit me in the face. Well, you know, it's your word against his. So in order to make all this work out, and we're going to sort this out later, we're going to take both you to jail. Well, he hit me. I didn't hit him. Both y'all going to jail. Y'all call us out here, and then it's sometimes it turns into the situation where the police get there, and all of a sudden, the woman turns on the police. She called the police for the man for the police to come out because he hit her or whatever, and then when the police get there, she turns on the police. Why y'all treating him like that? Don't push him around like that. And she changed her mind about wanting him to go to jail. I've seen that as well. Okay? Now, I have a cousin who's my cousin's female, and her husband, okay, she likes to fight her husband. I mean, she'll swing on him in a heartbeat. Okay? Now he doesn't wanna fight her. He doesn't wanna hit her back. Because yeah, she'll call the police. But she wants to hit him, she wants to jump on him all the time. Okay? And you know, he'll simply get up and leave or whatever and come back later. But you know, she's a little old skinny girl, probably 125 pounds. But she'll fight this dude like she's, you know, a 200-pound woman. She'll fight him like a man. She's just crazy like that. I call her crazy. Yeah, she's my cousin, but I call her crazy. She made, you know, I'm going to tell y'all a quick story. She made him lose his job one time. He used to drive a bus for MARTA. Okay, MARTA is a transportation, bus transportation in Atlanta. Okay, he got a job with MARTA. That's a decent job. Okay, now she thought that he was seeing a young lady that would ride his bus, and she'd get on his bus on his route. So she thought that he was cheating on her with a certain young lady. Okay? So she comes to the bus stop. Supposedly where the girl gets on the bus and finds out that the girl is on the bus. She comes on the bus wanting to fight the girl, gets into it with him. He lose his job over this. Martin say, we can't have this. We can't have this on our buses. So he lost his job from Martin because of that. I mean, mind blowing. And the young lady was like, I have never had anything to do with this man. But she's just crazy like that. Okay, I mean, I remember one time where got into a fight with him at home at their at the, in their apartment, and their son was there, and she was fighting him, and the son said, "Run, Daddy, run! Run, Daddy!" So he take off out the back door and run, right? I mean, it's funny, but it's not funny, right? Because I don't believe that a woman, you know, I don't believe a man should hit a woman. And I also believe that a woman shouldn't hit a man. If y'all can't get along, if you can't work things out without the physical occasions, something's wrong. Okay? If y'all can't talk it out and reason it out without, you know, getting into a physical altercation, fighting, or whatever, then something's really, really wrong with your relationship. And y'all either should get some type of professional help, or there's a breakup involved, right? Whether it's a divorce, or if you're not married, just living together, and y'all need to, you know, you need to just move out, okay? You know, start anew somewhere else with someone else, okay? Now, another thing that someone asked me to talk about is, why don't some women leave when a man is physically abusing them? It's only two reasons why women don't leave when a man is physically abusing them. Either she's terrified to leave. I mean, she's scared to leave because she fears that something's going to happen. He's going to find her or do something to her physically. She's either scared that he's going to do something to her physically, or he's taking care of her financially where she can't take care of herself. Those are the only two reasons. You may say, Frank, it's more than that, but really those are the only two reasons. Anything you tell me, I can tie it into those two reasons. Okay, I could tie it into those two reasons. But at some point, if a man's beating a woman, at some point, somebody's going to really, really get hurt. Okay? And you definitely don't want that to happen, because it could be you really getting hurt, or it could be him really getting hurt. Because, you know, you can push people to the point of no return. What I mean by that is you can push people so far that this woman may pick something up and bash you in your head so hard that, you know, you won't remember any of your family members' names. Okay? And or you may not wake up. And a man could hit a woman, knock her down the stairs or anything like that, and she never gets up. Or she bang her head on the way down the stairs, and she never remembers any of her family members. So things like that can happen once it gets to the point of no return. So I say to everyone, whether it's a man or a woman, do not get into the physical altercations that an argument or a misunderstanding can lead to. Just don't do it. You know, grab your keys and leave, or someone has to be the bigger person in this situation. Because when you get into physical violence, it can it only leads to a road that you really don't want to go down, because again, it may be where you really hurt her, where you go to jail for a long time for assault and battery, or she really hurts you, where she goes to jail for a long time for assault and battery, or even death to someone, whether it's to him or to her. So I recommend, okay, that if you're in a relationship where you guys fighting, physically fighting all the time, now some people like it. Some people like it. One of my friends told me that she likes it because now after the physical altercation, now they can jump in bed and make up. Okay, I don't get that. I don't get that, because if you've punched me in the face or we've been fighting, I am in pissed off mode. I'm not in love making mode. So I'm not interested in that. Okay? I'm still revved up from where you punched me in my face. I'm still revved up from where you've been calling me all kind of names and this and that. I'm still in that mood. I'm not in the love making mood. That's not happening. Okay? That's not happening. Hey, thanks guys for tuning in to the show. I got about a minute left in the show. Join me tomorrow. Tomorrow's Free Fall Friday, where anybody can call in. Y'all can call into the show, and we can talk about anything you want, any subject. I know a little about a lot and a lot about a little. Hey, before I go, I wanted to say one thing. I found out that a lady in East Point got locked up yesterday for making threats on the police through Facebook. I told you guys, I talked about Facebook. I told you guys about posting things on Facebook, and she got arrested for it. Hey, thanks guys for tuning in to the show. Take care of yourselves. I'll see you in about 23 and a half hours. Have a great day.